We don't want this thing to drag us on. And we are bringing it to the conclusion. This is why we talk of 24 hours, not 3 days or not a week. You know, because this has gone on for too long. You know, even the when we started dialogue for reunification, it was in March.
It's a long time.
We are now going to the fifth month.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
So is the committee reaching something?
Eh?
Is the committee reaching something?
No, no. Leave alone the committee now. Because let us see this. Our strategy is very clear. We have given these people a period for them to respond. If they come, well and good, we'll immediately elect our chairperson and they operationalize SUA. Other offices also will be elected of SUA if they come. Okay? If they don't come, then of course we'll take our decisions, which will not involve them. Okay? It will not involve them. And now the committee does not become urgent anymore because it was Shankson who asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who said that the unity is conditional on that committee.
Okay.
But the committee, yes, it's important for our own internal functioning later on.
Yeah, but because now, we'll get back to this later on.
Yeah, later on, because we still have 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If these 6 months are respected, we still have 4 months. Yeah. This can be done in the last month. And it will be okay. But the one who insisted that it must be done now is Shamsun. So if he's no longer with us, then we'll not wait for the committee. I tell you, within the next few days, this matter of SUA will be settled.
Openly,
one way or the other.
Openly speaking.
And then let me tell you one thing more. We are an alliance. We are not a political party. A political party is what splits. And that one is always avoided. We need to... In alliance, you can opt out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We agree
because
to
it's
come
a matter
together.
Of interest.
Yeah. We came together to work as entities. I am not comfortable. I opt out.
So it's
not a big deal.
It's going to be... It's going to be 6-2.
Yeah.
It's going to be 6-2.
Yeah.
When you meet later. Decide what you will be doing. It's going to be 6 parties to 2.
Now, what we hope that will be 8.
Okay, you hope to be.
This is why we gave them this period to reconsider their position. If they reconsider their position, well and good. SUA would have been reunified in total, and therefore they will move together.
Yeah.
If they don't, then of course it is their choice. The rest will take their decision. They will take their decision.
Let me bring up this famous dictum that the issues that really divide South Sudanese are the hidden issues we don't mention. I mean, it was referred to Sudan, but it's true now for South Sudan.
More true to South Sudan.
Now, the hidden or the elephant in the room is the anticipated positions in the transitional government of national unity. And there is a feeling that all of you are vying to the top best position that will be allocated towards SSOA in that government. Mm-hmm. And then the rest will take
and everybody feels qualified for it.
Yes. What do you say?
Well, in a sense, you know, from what Shankson has done now, you can glean that. Because if I say the unity is conditional on the positions, it means the positions are more important to him than the political existence of SUA. So in this sense, you are right. This is what is in his mind. There's another point also in that clinging to power, and this is what we have been accusing this government for. We have been accusing this government that it is clinging to power. They have not been elected since the South was formed. There has never been any election in South Sudan. So nobody now can claim to be an elected leader, you know, in South Sudan. But yet people cling to power. Because power is seen to be the source of all other privileges. So I also guess that they may be tying being a leader of SUA with the ability to get what they want.
That is obvious for the observers.
And this explains as to why somebody who has been interim chair for almost 2 years, it does not want to relinquish.
Your agreement or your consensus that whoever will be the leading member of SSOA will take the biggest position?
No. Actually, we've been separated between the two.
Any one of you can be...
The chairmanship is rotational.
It's rotational.
So everyone of us will be chairman anyway. Uh-huh. It's a question of time.
Yeah.
When will it be?
Yeah.
Whether you are today or the 6 months from now or 12 months from now or 18 months from now.
And this rotation is going beyond the transitional period.
No, it's all along. As long as SOA exists, people will be rotating.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So the issue of chairmanship cannot be tied with...
It's irrelevant here. It cannot be tied to that.
But it's been tied by some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I got from
the particular, but the particular chairmanship between now and the formation of the transitional government. This is what is problematic. You know? But chairmanship thereafter,
Dr. Lam, yes, some of you have political wings and you have military wings.
Mm.
And this is a reality.
Mm.
This kind of differences, which are verbal and behind doors, can translate into something on the ground. Is there any risk?
No. As I told you, we are an alliance. We are not a party.
Mm. So, I mean...
We are an alliance.
The risk
which
of
means
your...
That, which means that...
Of each, your supporters on
each
the
party
ground, yeah.
on the ground is operating separately. There's no... You know, interaction.
Mm.
You see,
okay. So
as armies, mm-hmm. each army is separate from the other army.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no fear that if we differ, this thing will clash with that one. It is if we were one group which is splitting, is where that danger comes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now the role of the bodies that are. Sponsoring this piece, like RGMEC and IGAT,
mm-hmm.
where can they come in? Where do they come in here? It's like when you have cleared your house, put your house in order, or there is a chance or a pressure from them that you try to do something and end this amicably.
Well, especially IGAT, because right, RGMEC is an institution that follows implementation. Doesn't take decisions on things to do with agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah. But IGAD has blessed the efforts of the South Sudan Council of Churches. Actually, at one stage, they sent observers to those meetings. So they are still hopeful that the church will succeed to reunify or to help reunify SOA. But of course, there are many options open. First of all, when we went to IGAD talks, we went as individual parties. There were no SUA. You know, SUA got formed during the talks. You know, so it would be good if SUA is together, because the agreement talks of SUA as a group. But if it doesn't come together, the other option is there. Right? Individual political parties will be considered on their own and so on. As far as the implementation of the peace agreement is concerned. But we hope that we'll come together so that it makes life easy.
There will be implications, of course, whether SOA remains... If SOA remains one, fine and good for the peace sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
But if SOA is split and you have two factions of SOA, there are serious implications for the peace implementation.
Yeah, that's right.
So it will be left to the mediators to sort this out?
No, as I told you that when we were invited to the peace talks, we were invited as individual political parties.
Yeah.
So even if you have two factions, the mediators may say, okay, will consider you, all of you, as individual parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but not, that will affect not, your share in the next government.
Not as two
yeah, two factions,
two
yeah.
parties.
But it will affect.
It will not affect share. Our share. It will not affect, but it will create, you know, bickering among ourselves. Who gets what?
Yeah.
Because our share is definite.
Yeah, it's definite. Known. Yeah. But
it so it will not be affected. What will happen is that we may be quarreling over who takes what, you know.
Now, as we are left with this issue, and you are saying that you call it an ultimatum or
not ultimatum? We are giving them a grace period.
A grace period
for them to reconsider.
That will end this evening.
Yeah.
That will end this evening. Other than that, you will go ahead and form your bodies and all that kind of things.
We'll take our decisions.
Yeah, you will take your decisions and go forward. You're not going back on this issue.
Mm.
Are the church leaders also aware of this development that happened yesterday? What are they telling you?
We are in contact with them, and that's what is delaying us. We are going to brief them properly, tell them what has happened before we take the final decision. We are going to brief them, and then we tell them that this is what we want to take. If they think that they can bring the other two, we also make it limited. Because we cannot have unlimited time. This thing has to come to an end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our next decision will not be made public before we meet the church.
Yeah. Okay. Now let us shift to the bigger picture of the peace implementation.